Hey, Smart Firefighting community. Welcome to a 10-part miniseries from the show floor from the Fire Rescue International show, hosted by the International Association of Fire Chiefs in Kansas City. You will hear from entrepreneurs, fire chiefs, and thought leaders from across the fire service talking about challenges, change management, and the future of technology. So many good stories in this episode, and I hope you enjoy. We're here on the FRI show floor alongside Blake Richardson, the CEO and founder of EaseAlert. What's going on, Blake?
Hey, Kevin. Great to see you, man. Good to be here.
How's FRI treating you?
I'm loving it. So much fun. A lot of great people, a lot of great innovation, just look really great energy. It's palpable.
Yeah. Well, your energy has been something that I've been attracted to for quite some time. You know, if I've seen you kind of come on the scene as coming up, you know, throwing out these different ideas on alerting and health and wellness, I was like, hey, what's this guy talking about? He seems like he knows what he's talking about. For those of us that haven't, you know, done the pleasure of knowing all about you and even like the history of, give me some kind of the 40,000 foot view, deep perspective into what is EaseAlert, kind of why did it start, and yeah, give us some context.
Yeah, so EaseAlert is a firefighter alerting system. And how I describe it is, you may know of fire station alerting where it alerts the station with lights, automation, and usually audible alarms. With our firefighter alerting system, we alert the emergency responders themselves. So our flagship product is the wearable, and it's a vibration wristband that notifies the firefighter in a tactile manner. The importance of that is, one, it's less stressful than audible alarms, and two, it's more effective. So you wake up in a less stressful manner. You're not groggy. You're not cloudy. You know what the dispatcher is saying, and your heart's not beating through your chest. And then two, if you're in the daytime, let's say you're working out or you're mowing the lawn or you're checking the pumps on the apparatus, and you can feel it. You don't have to rely on just hearing it. So that's our mission statement, is to reduce stress and improve efficiency. And we started back in 2019, my business partner, Elazar Tonev, and I, with the mission of making the fire service less stressful and making firefighters healthier. My dad is a full-time firefighter. He has been for the past 19 years, and seeing the toll that firefighting takes on him, it really made me want to make a difference. And that's what EaseAlert is for me.
So this idea of making the fire service less stressful, there's obviously a lot of factors in that, but in particular, this idea of getting the call. You know, all of a sudden, first responders are getting dispatched, and there's all this technology from CAD and RMS and going from here A to Z, but there's still this part of kind of from going from A to B and that kind of initial notification process, where a lot of times we have these, you know, different alarms and kind of this whole idea of kind of these stress-inducing activities. Why is this kind of integration and in what you're doing with tactile alerting, you know, kind of complementary or kind of substitute in a sense? How does it fit in there, and what does that mean for kind of helping address some of the firefighter stress and kind of elevated heart issues?
Yeah, I usually get a laugh when I tell people I want to make the fire service less stressful, right? That's kind of inherent in the nature of firefighting. So it's impossible to make firefighting not stressful. It's a stressful job. But what we can change is the alerting process. It doesn't need to be that stressful. And so that's where we started with really just that A to B, like you said, making what we can less stressful. And we came at it with a very scientific approach. Is this a real problem? Yes, it is a real problem. There's peer-reviewed studies that talk about this. Is this solution actually going to solve it? And so we went to some of the researchers, some of the people who dedicate their lives and careers to understanding these problems and addressing these problems. And they said, yeah, you're onto something. Give it a shot. So then we went to firefighters, started testing it out, and they said, yes, this works. So now we're actually doing a clinical study funded by the National Institutes of Health to understand how this impacts firefighter health compared to audible alarms. So that's how we're doing our best to make the fire service less stressful. It's taking a bite out of the apple, which is the alerting process, and making sure we come at it from a very scientific perspective and actually solve a real problem instead of just create another gadget. You know, there's plenty of products that aren't actually solving problems for firefighters, and that's not what we're coming at it from. We really want to solve a real issue, and that's what we're finding we're doing.
So you've had this good experience with your dad being a firefighter for 19 years. You've talked about the peer-reviewed studies and the scientific challenges that exist. And now it's kind of translated into products, solutions that are in the market today. And I saw it on the table over there. Kind of paint a picture on sort of what it looks like, how it works, and kind of maybe even elaborate into some of the early use cases that you've seen in the market.
Yeah, so that flagship product I mentioned is called the EaseAlert Wearable. It's sleek, slim, stays out of your way, and it's very durable. That's the main thing. We want to make it very simple to use and very durable. Firefighters are pretty good at finding ways to break things. And so we wanted to make sure it's as resilient as it can be. But it also stays out of your way. So you don't notice that it's on. It's light, stays out of your way. You can wear it in the shower, no problems. And that's our one product. The second product is called a Bunk Alert. So the Bunk Alert is a lighting device and it goes in the bunk room. It's a red light that provides illumination for the entire room. So you can wake up. You don't have to flip on your fluorescent light. You can see the entire room. You can put your gear on. You can get out the door. And it's also a visual notification in the daytime. So if you're out in the station, let's say you're in the bay, now you see the red light come on, you know you got a call. Or you're out mowing the lawn, you see the red light, it's time to go. And that bunk alert can have attachments to it. So we can add a vibration puck for under the mattress for a bed shaker. We can add LED light strips for increased visualization. So there's a lot that we can do with it, but we wanted to create it very modular so we can solve each individual issue that each individual fire department has, each individual fire station has. There's, when you've seen one, you've seen one. And so we needed to make it very customizable for each fire department.
And now tell me a little bit about some of the recent, you know, you'd mentioned the contractor too, and it, whether it was the Air Force and if it was a SIB or NSF, but tell me about kind of some of the early adopters and sort of what their feedback's been and how they're using it.
Yeah, so the early adopters have been fire departments, mostly career paid firefighters, and on the DOD side as well, like you mentioned. So the contract vehicle we use is a SBIR Phase 3, that's SBIR, Small Business Innovation Research Phase 3 project. So if you aren't familiar with that, definitely look it up. It's a great resource. This SBA does a great job helping small businesses have access to federal grants and procurement opportunities. And the feedback we're getting is that it is night and day compared to the alerting system that they used to have. It's firefighters are able to breathe when they wake up. They're not catching their breath 40 seconds after getting into the truck. Things like that are really helpful, but tangibly and measurably, we're seeing reduced turnout times as well. So for certain instances, we can get 30 or 45 seconds of a heads up to these responders as they're going out the door. And that has made a world of difference for these responders. And we're really excited to hear that feedback. And it really, you know, the main purpose was to increase quality of life, reduce stress. But we're finding that it's actually really improving efficiency, which is saving lives of citizens as well as the firefighters.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't say funny, but just interesting that kind of other externality of you were focused on the firefighter health and wellness, but also how this is improving efficiency, where it's just the idea of that, not necessarily saying that you're zen throughout this whole process, but being able to, if you're kind of in a good frame of mind and, you know, you're going, especially when you're talking about fire departments that are kind of need to be ready to go at a moment's notice, but just, I think about it, just put in your own shoes or my own shoes or some, whoever's listening shoes of just when you wake up startled or then all of a sudden you kind of get thrown into something and that your heart rate gets crazy, or just the idea of needing that time to sort of like ease into it and then kind of how that translates into just operating at your highest level quicker, more efficiently. So kind of any other sort of research or kind of what's next in the next steps of EasyAlert in terms of both the health and wellness side and operation side in terms of how this technology fits into the fire service?
So the big next step for us is finding the results from this clinical study. So we're doing the first ever clinical study on the impacts of tactile alerting in the fire service. And we're working with two fire departments, one in Oklahoma, Stillwater Fire Department, and one in Kansas City, Central Jackson County Fire Protection District. So we're really fortunate to work with those innovative, cutting-edge fire departments. And the researchers on our team, too, are just incredible. And so they are the ones making the magic happen and understanding how this is impacting firefighter health and wellness. And it's going to inform us on our customer discovery, on our product discovery, product roadmap. What do we need to incorporate? How is this actually helping them? And it's going to inform us moving forward to make our system even that much more robust.
Yeah. So it's August 2023. And you kind of just get some context in this research study, but sort of what's next? You know, what are you excited about in the next couple months, you know, next 12, 24 months?
I'm really just excited about expanding our presence. So getting this system out to firefighters everywhere, and not just firefighters even, but helicopter EMS, private EMS, volunteer firefighters, career firefighters, DOD firefighters, and beyond that, anybody who responds to an alert. So we're finding that there are a lot of use cases for our system just outside of my dad, you know, which is the initial reason that we did this, but really excited about expanding that presence. Now that we have a fully functional system, we're proving that it's working. It's just a matter of getting out there and having people talk about us. And we're starting to see that. It's really fun to be here at this event and get the excitement from those who are here.
Yeah. Love it, man. Well, so kind of a final thing, any sort of mic drop from you, any sort of challenge, a question or a quote or something that you could leave us with here today about anything?
That's a good question. I say a quote that I live by, it doesn't really have much to do with EasyAlert, I suppose, but maybe it does, is every person that I come across knows something more than me. And in that way, I learn from them. And being at an event like this is really the perfect opportunity for that. Just get to know people, talk with them, understand their perspective, their challenges, what they love, what they don't love. And maybe share some of your wisdom too. There's always something that you can learn from the other people around you. And being in a room where there's so many people who are driven and passionate to help others is just such a great opportunity. So I just love events like this, and especially getting to sit down with you, Kevin. So thank you for the time.
Hey, it's a pleasure. I live by that too. You can learn at least one thing from every single human in this world. And it's good to kind of always be a forever student. So Blake, really impressed with everything that I'm seeing so far. Keep up the good work. The fire service needs it. And I'm proud of you, man. Keep going.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Firefighting Podcast today. If you enjoyed what you heard and got any value, please drop us a rating, leave us a comment, or reach out to us on social media. Have a great day, and together we can advance the future of smart firefighting.